Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Toyota has been building a legacy of excellence for years. From developing hybrid technology to upping the standards of safety and efficiency, Toyota is always innovating, always making progress. And with Toyota's superior lineup of SUVs in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out an adventure-ready RAV4, designed to be the perfect mix of style, practicality, and go-anywhere attitude. Or test drive a capable and affordable Corolla Cross with the space and available tech to keep you cool and connected. And both RAV4 and Corolla Cross are available with all-wheel drive, giving you the freedom to roam. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, forecasts coming up this week are indicating that some extremely frigid temperatures are about to enter the area. And then when you factor in the wind, that could make wind chills dip well into the negatives, maybe into the negative double digits as well. How, from your perspective, how is the North Tonawanda Fire Department preparing for the potential of being outdoors and needing to service calls that may happen or anything that kind of goes on with such extreme cold temperatures being forecasted?
You know, for the most part, I don't want to say it's business as usual, but, you know, the guys have done this in the past. We live in Western New York. Some of the things that we do is, you know, first and foremost, we are usually a little bit more lax in our uniform requirements. I'm more concerned that the guys are going to be able to stay warm if they're out there fighting a fire than how well-pressed their uniform looks. So it starts with that. Then it goes to their knowledge of our apparatus. They know that if they're going to be outside for an extended period of time, they need to put the pumps into recirculation mode so that the water inside the rigs doesn't freeze up and damage the pumps or the rigs themselves. You know, we have a great relationship with our dispatchers. So if the snow gets deeper, they give us hydrant locations. So we're not spending time looking for hydrants that may have been buried by snow due to some heavy snowfall. So that helps us out. And from that point on, it's just, you know, use your head, dress for the occasion, you know, do what we can quick and take care of business.
As a fire chief, how do you talk to your firefighters and other people that may serve under you in terms of just making sure they're staying warm, keeping warm? I know that you made mention of the dress code policy kind of being a little more relaxed, but what are some of the other ways that you're helping making sure that your force is staying warm in these cold temperatures, if they have to be outside especially?
Well, you know, if they are outside for an extended period of time, we do have a rehab vehicle that comes to the scenes. That is manned by our emergency management office here in the city. That vehicle, you know, we can do vitals. We can let the guys get warm. You know, all the apparatus nowadays are sealed cabs, so we can put multiple people inside to warm them up at scenes, and we'll start fighting fires in I don't want to say shifts, but with crews at, so you got time to warm up and you're not just outside where you got to worry about the elements, you're becoming hypothermic.
And how difficult does these temperatures make the job in particular situations? I mean, what are some of the things that as firefighters you need to be cognizant about, especially with the colder temperatures?
Well, you know, common sense lets everybody know that, you know, water and cold temperatures really don't get along well. So our biggest concern becomes, you know, damage to the apparatus, being able to keep an area clean. You know, if we're picking up hose after a fire, a lot of times we'll have trouble getting the couplers undone. Once you do get them undone, that water flows into the street. That causes additional concern. So we'll contact our DPW to make sure they can salt the areas so that after we leave, we don't have accidents occurring in the area where we were. And it just, there's a, you know, we, over the years, I don't want to say we've come up with a dedicated, you know, standard operating procedure for the cold weather. However, the guys do know what they need to do to keep themselves safe, to keep the rigs in top-notch shape and get back to the station before any damage occurs.
Very good, Chief. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we have maybe yet to touch base on?
If you do have a hydrant located in front of your house, it's a great help to any fire department if those hydrants are cleared. I know I cleared multiple hydrants on my street just because of what I do, but help the guys out, clear the hydrants, and be diligent and don't put yourself in a situation where this cold weather is going to cause you any harm.